Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
So this was a recommendation. I've seen it everywhere. Like, I saw it on TikTok. I saw it on Instagram. But you read this first.
I did. I saw some people posting teasers about it when the author was writing it, and I'd never read anything by this author before, but it looked really interesting because I worked in a restaurant, you know, all through college. So I was like, I want to check this out.
And the cover, I think, is adorable. I really like the cover. And I, too, had never read anything by this author. So I was excited to give this a try. So on this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, we are reviewing On the Line by Naomi Loud. I do not know if this is going to be a series. There are some open-ended characters that we could see other books for.
Yeah, I felt the same way, but I haven't seen anything to indicate that there's going to be a second book.
Yeah. So we'll link the synopsis of this book on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Release date for this is March 7th of 2024. Tropes, new adult, because she's 23, he's 26. And we never really know his age, but I garnered it based on other clues within the book.
Okay.
26, 27 is what I gathered based on, like, when he talks about the age difference between him and his siblings and a couple other things.
Okay.
This is close proximity co-workers. It is a foodie romance because they are working in a restaurant together. He is a line cook. An expediter, I would say, because he does the cold.
Yeah, he does. He does the cold service.
And she is a waitress. There is a class difference in this book.
There is a pretty significant one.
Yeah. And I said sort of because it's not typical. She's not still the billionaire princess.
True. She goes out on her own. So,
yeah. This type of series is, this is a standalone romance. This is dual first person point of view. Put out percentage was 31%, but it is not PV put out percentage. It is, awkward oral sex because I do not know what else to call it.
I think that's fair.
Like, it's in the garden while he's a cater waiter
at her parents. Well, technically, it's her birthday party,
It's
right?
Her birthday party that's being held at her parents' mansion on the grounds.
Yeah.
There isn't a third act breakup, but there is kind of a dark moment, but they're not. So that was one of the things. And I think that this comes into my... So I would say, I guess this is a little bit of a slow burn romance because this couple is really not defined together.
No, they're not, because she's also dating someone else when they first meet.
She has a boyfriend up and until what, 43%?
Yeah.
Almost halfway.
Almost half the book. Mm-hmm.
There are lots of content and trigger warnings in this book. So if you borrow this from Kindle Unlimited, it opens up in prologue or chapter one. Go back, read the content and trigger warnings, because our heroine off page suffers a sexual assault, abusive relationships, abandonment, like the list goes on for content and trigger warnings.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So let's talk about On the Line. One of the first things I want to say is the restaurant piece, being a waitress, as a chef, all that kind of stuff, it feels on par as to what it should be.
Yeah, it's spot on. Like, she got pretty much all of it right. I think she, you know, she embellished certain parts, obviously, for the story, but it's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I mean, definitely there's always drinking after shift is over. You take your time rolling your silverware and doing your outs. You, you know, you tend to have a bar that everybody that's in the service industry goes to after their restaurants close. People often cry in the walk-ins.
I have done it myself. Yes.
So there, that kind of stuff seems to be spot on in this book.
Yeah, I agree.
But there were some other things that kind of bugged me. And I will say, I do think that the author's writing style is like, she writes a good sentence. There weren't grammatical issues. I didn't notice any obscure, like, repetitive writing or anything like that. She wasn't overly descriptive. The writing worked.
It did. There were no formatting issues. I didn't notice any of that.
No. But there were issues.
There were.
The biggest one for me was the pacing.
Yeah, I would have to agree. That was definitely the one that stood out the most for me.
Like, the relationship itself felt choppy. I feel like we jumped from one thing to another. And you expect a little bit of a jump between point of view and even from chapter to chapter. But this felt like sometimes we were spinning over to left field and then spinning back to right field three chapters later.
It really did. And I think it was that. And then I think it was coupled with an inconsistency of character.
Yeah.
Because I felt at times that they both acted out of character. And I think that combined with the way it moved around just made a lot of things feel choppy.
Yeah. One of my biggest plot holes in this entire book is if we're going to introduce somebody and give them a name, we have to do something with them at least once in the book.
And that's so funny because I didn't even catch that. Like, I rolled right over it.
So James is our heroine, and her friend, it's her friend's cousin's apartment. So the premise of the story is James is changing her major. She's going from business or economics to the fine arts. Her dad tells her she has one semester left. He finds out she's changed her major. He says, change it back or we're not paying for school anymore and you're done. And she makes the decision to move out of the family home and not take any money or anything. And she moves in with her friend's cousin. He literally never exists again in the book.
No, other than to mention he's not home.
One time he's mentioned is not home. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, and I can see that now. I didn't even process it when I was reading.
So James, our heroine, and I think that this is a problem for me because the poor little rich girl in today's day and age, I just don't feel resonates very well.
No, and she definitely gave off those vibes. And I was, you know, in the beginning scene when she tells her dad she's going to go out on her own and she does it. But it just, I never felt like she got rid of that persona. Like, it was, I never felt like she was anything other than a poor little rich girl, even though she had all of this stuff going on. That was still very, like, I still felt that a lot.
Well, she gets the loan. She's working a job. She gets the job as soon as she interviews for it. Like, there's no, she doesn't get multiple jobs or luck into the job. Like, she just walks in, interviews, they give her the job. She has no experience.
No, and the restaurant is described as somewhat of a, you know, it's upscale. It's not
supposed to be fine dining.
It's not full. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like fine dining, but, you know, not
definitely
maybe like
definitely would
the,
have been bistro style dining at least.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and I can tell you, you have to interview with more than one person to get a job in those kinds of places.
Yeah, and there was no test, like, no, hey, go home, memorize the menu, and the then menu, come back for the second interview. There was nothing. And it was like, okay, so I guess I can forgive that because maybe the author is going to really spend a lot more time developing her as an individual. Like, we're going to really see her character arc grow.
But yeah.
We don't. She never grows.
We don't. No, and she just, it's just the same thing over and over and over again, I felt like.
Yep.
Just in different ways.
Well, and like, she is easily bullied and manipulated by her boyfriend Zachary and then by her mother, who is a non-issue, and she, like, the mom shows up at her apartment and says, get dressed, you're going to this party. She's doing everything on her own. So I don't understand, like, how the mom had the power. Like, it wasn't explained well, the dynamic of what could possibly push her to go to this birthday party at her parents' home when she had severed ties.
Moved out. Yeah.
And I felt like for James, our heroine, she went from one controlling relationship to another. Like, there were so many toxic, unhealthy coping mechanisms happening in this book.
There were, on both sides.
Yes.
For both of them.
Let's talk about our hero, Ozzy, because he's a bit of a quandary and a struggle for me.
Yeah, and I think that's because we didn't even really find out what was going on with him until closer to the end of the book. Like, I mean, we knew he had struggles within his family, but like none of his feelings or any of that were like explored until the end of the book. And then there was a scene that made no sense to me. How they get back together after they have their dark moment. Like, it felt so out of character for both of them. And I had a hard time. I had a really hard time with that.
Well, and I think that plays into the pacing. It was just choppy and the middle was really slow. And then we get to the end and it's rushed. And she didn't spend any time really breaking us into who Ozzy is as a person. And we start to see it, but then she just decides. I felt like he was used more as a tool or a plot mechanism for James, but we never really got the resolution or the character arc that hers was so dynamic that we could forgive that he was so one-dimensional.
Yeah, that's true. And I honestly feel like if she had had some therapy.
Yeah.
Or at least had, gone through, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be a therapist, but at least have gone through like what she's been through with someone else.
Well, and that's just it. Like, we know there's a best friend, but we don't really get a ton of interaction with the best friend. So we're not getting any feelings. We know that Ozzy has the brother and he has friends within the restaurant. But again, there's no like dialogue between them that helps us as the reader make these deeper connections. So there are I have two thoughts on this. One, this book would have made a great women's fiction book if it was written in single point of view and you took out the spice scenes. And then in the end, the resolution was that she was able to move forward by getting help and going out on her own and adventuring forward.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or write this as porn without plot. Restaurant porn without plot. Don't give us emotion. Don't give us feelings. Just write the sexy stuff. Because she does write good sexy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say the Snicker bar thing was a little cringe for me. I know that was one thing that's getting people. It's kind of on par with the whole cucumber thing in the Helena Hunting book I didn't love. Like, this one was better. This one was better. It wasn't as descriptive. And I liked that James uses it as a moment to propel herself forward.
Yeah. It serves a purpose in the book.
Yeah, like it wasn't just done for sexy times. But this book felt like she tried to mesh two things into one and neither one was executed well.
Yeah, and I don't know. I looked at some of her other books and they seem more kind of darker, maybe more emotional. And I don't know if this is her first foray into something less dark and emotional. I'm not sure about that, but maybe it was just trying to mesh two things together that didn't necessarily work here.
And she tries to give us Ozzy. So I feel like the darkness she was trying to give us was James's past sexual assault. And then Ozzy, his mom is in jail for drug distribution and selling drugs. And his dad is a drunk. His parents obviously major addiction issues. He's kind of helping to raise his siblings, but they're still with dad. Dad is still the main care provider.
Yeah, and then he has the one brother that's older, almost an adult, who's getting into trouble.
Yeah,
and like that was a dynamic storyline. I felt like that could have been explored a little more, So.
Right. So we are getting like the emotion that she might be known for, but she did some things that felt out of character.
Nope. I agree.
So Ozzy is big, like angry at his parents for their addiction being everything for them and not caring for him and his siblings. And his siblings are struggling and suffering. And there is this moment where he says to James, prove you're with me, come into the bathroom and do cocaine with me.
Yeah, that was completely, it was completely out of character. And it was a throwaway scene. Like, it made no sense to me. I had no place. And because they don't talk about it any other time. There's no other time where they're all doing drugs. And I could see where that would happen because it happens in a restaurant scene. But right. It's literally one moment in a bathroom and then that's it.
And it just didn't need to be there. It didn't enhance the story. It didn't change the tone of the story. And it felt incredibly out of character.
Yep. For him, especially. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say, though, Ozzy has a temper. And it felt like, and this is where I come up with that James, I felt like James was trading one set of abuse for a different. Because Ozzy's kind of manipulative and he has this terrible temper.
Yeah, I can see that.
So one of the things with the writing, and I don't know if you noticed this, there are lots of food metaphors in this book. Like,
there are.
In abundance. He'll eat James alive. He'll swallow her whole. He'll devour her. He'll consume her. Like, it was constant.
Yeah.
Like, one or two is fine. I don't know that I needed, like, the 14 that were there.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, because, again, we don't know if this is going to get another book, if we're going to see James and Ozzy down the line to see how they are as a relationship. I think this book is a great example of why no true third act breakup can sometimes fall short. Because this felt like a HFN. This was a happily for now. I don't know that this is HEA.
Yeah, I would agree. And also, too, I mean, it's also the fact that they're not really together.
No.
For a large portion of this book. So.
And did you really feel like they were together at the end? That this,
no,
that
not
they
really.
Were solidified as a relationship, a couple?
No.
No. So, I think because we didn't see this huge character arc, we didn't get these big emotions that sometimes you can manufacture those with a third act breakup or really deep miscommunication. You can do that so that when the couple comes back together, it really confirms and solidifies the relationship and the HEA. Even if it's just this is the starting point of the relationship.
Yeah, I don't even know if that would have helped here.
Probably
honestly.
Not.
Like,
probably not.
I don't know.
To me, it's a really good example of HFN, but it's also a really good example of how sometimes a third act breakup with more emotion can help kind of salvage your relationship, the relationship and the story.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to say it seemed like I like hated this book. I didn't hate it.
This was a 2.5, 3-star read for me.
Yeah, I think I think it's probably around 3 for me is where I don't even think I rated it because I just didn't know how to feel about it.
Like, it was well, like the writing, the sentence structure, there were no glaring errors. Names were correct. There just was a lot of plot holes and there were just a lot of moments that I was just like, huh, I would love to see more foodie romances like this. I mean, with the excitement of the series The Bear, which I've only watched a couple episodes. You would think with that, we would hope to see more books like this. And I think Restaurant Dynamics are amazing. And I've read others that are really, really great. But
it's a great, you know, like place to have a lot of drama and to create a lot of storylines. And I think, you know, if you looked at any of her fan art for this, like the main character, he's definitely based on the guy from The Bear. So you can kind of tell, which I watched all of it. That is a stressful show.
I've just watched a couple episodes and only really half-assed.
It's really good, but it's really stressful. And I don't know how I feel about it. And I feel the same way about this book. So maybe she got more of that than.
Maybe. Amanda, thank you so much for recommending On the Line and reviewing it with me.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.